everyone! I am your host, Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. We began a lesson yesterday called The Sound is in the Word, where we learned that some words have no real definition. They're just there to communicate the sounds that different things make. This is called onomatopoeia. Animal sounds are a great example of onomatopoeia. A dog may go woof woof in the U.S., but it'll say wong wong in Taipei. Well, in today's lesson, we'll learn about some animal sounds that are similar across languages. Pay attention, as we'll also talk about sounds made by the human body. And one final category we'll discuss is the sound that machinery makes. So open up your magazine and let's begin.
The sound is in the word. Certain animal onomatopoeia, however, are very similar across languages. The sound a cat makes will be more or less identical everywhere. So in English, a cat says meow. In German, it's meow. In French, it's meow. And in Chinese, meow. While different, they all start with the M sound to describe the cat sound. Sounds made by the human body are another category. When one stomach emits noises, English speakers say it gurgles. Chinese would describe the sound as gulu gulu.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 identical 这个形容词。IDEN 这个字首有一样的意思，所以 identical 是指相同的或者是完全一样的。例如 ，Nearly all the houses in this community look identical。这个社区的所有的房子几乎看起来是一模一样的。或者是 ，The counterfeit painting looks identical to the genuine one。这幅假画和真品看起来一模一样。接下来我们看的是 emit 这个动词 ，emit 是指发出、排出。或者是散发，所以它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 t， 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，The factory was fined for emitting black smoke into the air。这家工厂因为排放黑烟而被罚款。或者是 ，The wastewater emitted from the plant was untreated。这家工厂排出来的废水是未经处理的。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe and we are continuing to learn about onomatopoeia, the different sounds that different things make. Rebecca, yesterday we learned about different sounds that dogs make in different languages.
Yes, we did.
What does a dog say in English?
Woof woof.
That's right.
Yes.
Now what does a dog say in Chinese?
Wong wong.
That's right, wong wong. Okay,
wong,
so
wong.
In different languages and different countries,dogs make different sounds. But of course, we just read that certain animal onomatopoeia are very similar across languages, and the example used here is a cat. Well, let's talk about this word across. That means that in many languages, the languages are similar, or the sound is similar.
Now, typically, when I hear this word across, at least used in the way our lesson uses it, I think about communicating. Communicating across cultures can be very difficult, or it can be challenging. Do you know why?
Why is that, Rebecca?
Well, because, I mean, each culture communicates a little bit differently.
Well, it's true, and you need to learn something about the culture, and you can do that through learning the language. Okay, so use that word across in other ways. You can do things across languages, across cultures. And we read on here, the sound a cat makes will be more or less identical everywhere. That's the second sentence. And we see that phrase, more or less. That means somewhat, or basically.
Exactly. So you could say, they were more or less willing to help. Or, you know that project? It was more or less a success.
Okay, or maybe there was a flood, and the town was more or less destroyed after the flood. Okay, so not completely, but basically, it felt like it was destroyed. While we continue here, we're learning about the sounds that a cat makes. In English, it's meow. German, mew. French, mew. And Chinese, meow.
You know, they sound very similar. And talking about animal sounds, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Rebecca?
It's time for us to check out the FC Challenge and see who won that competition.
Yes, it's time for a little tiebreaker round. Here we go. Here's Jack from Jack's File. Jack, give us an animal sound.
A seal.
A seal.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, we got that at the same time.
Good job.
Okay, Hazel, can you make an animal sound for us to guess?
I can try. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Hee-haw! Oh, that's a donkey.
Oh, man.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. That was great.
Hee-haw.
Okay.
So we're still talking about animal sounds, and here we have Simon. But before we start, Gabe, are you ready for me to win?
You're not going to win this one.
I think I might. Okay, Simon, what is the animal sound you can make? A dinosaur.
What was that again, Simon? Do that again. Was that a dinosaur? A dinosaur? Yes?
No.
Well, I guess dinosaur.
Oh, we're off. That.
One more time. I think I know. A cow.
That's Simon. Thank you, Simon.
That's a black bear.
Bear. Liz, from The Closer Look, do you have an animal sound for us to guess?
I certainly do. Do you want to guess what it is?
We're waiting.
We're ready.
Okay, here it is. Oh, I know, that's a horse.
I said horse.
No, I said horse.
I was thinking it.
No, it's not.
I said it.
Horse. What is it?
Oh.
It's a mouse. No, I'm just joking. It's a horse.
I got it. I won. What in the nishula? Gabe, what was the score?
We both tied for one. We both missed one. And yes, you got 2 points.
Well, I won.
That's okay. You know what, Rebecca? I bet you can't guess what animal I'm doing.
Meow. Cat. Dog. Anything harder? Obviously, that's a horse. I think you can't think of anything harder. Well, anyway, that is it for the SC Challenge. Dinosaur, obviously.
I won! It was me! I'm the winner!
We all know you won, Rebecca. Very good job. Friends, try to make your own animal sounds, and maybe you can have somebody else guess what sound you're making. Well, we read on here, while different, they all start with the M sound to describe the cat's sound. Well, let's take a closer look at this word while with Liz.
Let's do it. Yes, I won!
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. While different, they all start with an M sound to describe the cat's sound. Notice how this sentence begins with the word while. Normally, while means at the same time. Like, Michael is sweeping the floor while Mary is washing the dishes. But in today's sentence, while means although. So the writer is saying, although these words are all different, they all start with the M sound to describe the cat sound. While can be used like this when you want to start a sentence by showing how certain things are different. For example, let's say Grandma doesn't like to watch movies, but she doesn't mind others going to the movie theater. So we can say, while Grandma isn't a fan of movies, she doesn't discourage others from going to the theater. Or, let's say there's a school principal who is confident a certain computer program will help students to improve their English. But there are some teachers who have their doubts, So we can say, while some teachers question the new computer program, the principal is certain it will help a lot of students improve their English. That's it for today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So we've already talked about the animal sounds category. Well, let's find out what the next category is in our lesson. We read, sounds made by the human body are another category. When one's stomach emits noises, English speakers say it gurgles. Now we want to take some time and talk about this word, emit. This just means that you send out a noise, a light, smell, or even gas.
All right, so you might emit many different things. For example, we all know that trees emit oxygen. When we breathe, we emit CO2. If you drive a car, you know it emits carbon monoxide. That's a very poisonous gas. Okay, so what are some other things that you might emit? Well, something might emit a sound. Your alarm clock emits a sound.
And sometimes your alarm clock also emits a red light. Mm-hmm. You know that red light?
Yes, I know that red light on some alarm clocks. Okay, that will really help you wake up.
Or, you know, some machines, they emit this high-pitched sound, which is a really, really, really high sound. And sometimes it might be difficult for the human ear to hear.
That's right. Well, we read a word here. English speakers say it gurgles. Rebecca, I would say that we could even say it growls. Your stomach growls,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's typically the word that I use to describe the sound that a stomach makes.
But, of course, we read in Chinese, people say gulu gulu. This is the sound that a stomach makes.
Mm-hmm.
We have more to learn about this right after our break.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. And I know that your English will improve as we continue learning with our lesson about onomatopoeia. That's the big Greek word that means name making. Yes, we give names to the sounds that different things make. In many places around the world, a cat will sound something like meow. But the sounds that are emitted from human bodies might have different words depending on where you go in the world. An Englishman's stomach gurgles while a Chinese stomach goes gulu gulu. Well, let's continue learning some more onomatopoeia now.
The sound is in the word. When eating something, English speakers would say, mmm, num, num. Germans will say, mumph, mumph. For noisy sleepers, snoring in French is ron. In Chinese, it's hulu, and in English, zzz. Machinery also makes sounds. In English, a train makes the sound chug, chug. In Korean, it's chip, chip, pok, pok. Almost any sound has an onomatopoeia to describe it. While language can't give a perfect imitation of the sound, they all do pretty well.
Okay, 接着我们看是 machinery 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 machine 机器这个名词，所以 machinery 是指机器或机械的集合名词。例如 this company is famous for their top quality tools and machinery. 这家公司以高品质的工具及机械著称，或者是 machinery noise harm the workers' hearing. 机械运作的声音让这些工作人员的听力受损。所以我们看的是 imitation 这个名词。Imitation 是指模仿或仿效。例如 Isaac learned how to play tennis by imitation. Isaac 是靠着模仿学会怎么打网球的。或者是 the girl put on a long dress and high heels in imitation of her mom. 这个女孩穿了长礼服跟高跟鞋模仿妈妈的样子。Imitation 也可以指仿制品或者是音品。例如 it's not a real diamond, it's only an imitation. 这不是真的钻石，它只是音品。And now let's go back to our teachers.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He bumped his head and went to bed and couldn't get up in the morning.
Okay, friends, yes, did you hear that little word that you see on the screen here?
Mm-hmm.
That word is snore. Just like that. Wow. That's a very unique snore, Rebecca. Rebecca, do you usually snore?
You know, I usually don't snore. My dad does, though, but not me.
But okay.
Then at the same time, how would I know if I snore? Because if you snore at night, you usually don't know.
Unless someone tells you that you snore. Well, friends, do you snore? Maybe someone has told you that before. So, of course, now you know how to use this word. Someone has a loud snore. Maybe someone else has a very quiet snore. Or maybe you don't snore at all. Well, right now it's time for the guys in the info cloud to share with us something. Now, here's the question. What letter of the alphabet is used the least? Let's see what they have to say.
What is the least used letter in the English alphabet? Is it Q or maybe X? No, it's Z.
As rare as Z is in America, Z is even more uncommon in Great Britain because of the way our British friends spell certain words. The word realize, for example, in the U.S. is spelled with a Z. In Britain, it's spelled with an S.
Okay, speaking of Britain, why do British people, or for that matter, all English speakers who grow up outside the U.S., pronounce this last letter of the alphabet as Z, while Americans say Z?
Good question. After all, the Z pronunciation is more in keeping with Z's historical roots. It comes from the ancient Greek letter Zeta.
Historians have pinpointed the first instance of this Z pronunciation to a spelling book published in 1677. In it, people believe Z became Z to conform with the pronunciation of other letters in the alphabet like B, C, D, and E.
Later, in 1835, a song was written that cemented Z's pronunciation into generations of young American minds. The Alphabet Song. Try singing it, pronouncing Z as Z. It's just not the same.
在所有的英文字母当中，最少用到的就是 Z， 而 Z 在英式英文当中比美式英文更少用到。这是因为很多字尾是 I-Z-E 的字，像 realize、finalize、organize， 在英式英文呢都用 S 来取代 Z。另外 ，Z 这个字母的发音在英式英语是读作 Z， 这是因为它源自希腊文的字母 Zeta。那为何美式的发音会变成 Z 呢？原来在1835年有人写了一首英文字母歌，如果把 Z 读成 Z 就没办法跟其他众多的字母像 B, C, D, E 产生押韵，而所有在美国成长的小孩学英文字母的时候几乎都是靠这首歌来背诵的，到后来 Z 当然就面临了灭亡的命运。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
QRSTUV
WXYNZ.
Whoa, that does sound strange. Z?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe you should just say Z.
I like Z better, too. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, let's continue on with our last paragraph here. And we read, almost any sound has an onomatopoeia to describe it.
Describe.
Of course, we've been talking about descriptions for these past 2 days. Describing words. You use adjectives to describe things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly. Okay, Gabe, let's play a game.
Okay.
I'm going to describe one of our key words.
Okay.
And you need to guess what it is.
All right.
Okay, so the word I'm thinking of means you send out something, maybe a light, a noise, a smell, or even
machinery. Machinery.
Machinery?
Oh.
No, no. Once again, you send out light.
Oh.
A smell? Maybe a gas?
I know.
Oh, okay, what is it?
The word is emit.
Yes,
Rebecca,
you got it.
You described it very well.
Awesome.
Now it is time for our review skit.
We've been talking about onomatopoeias.
Onomatopoeia! That's a big word.
What does it mean again?
An onomatopoeia is a word used to describe a sound. The word sounds similar to the sound.
Right. Can you give me some examples?
Sure. The word zoom. Zoom sounds like the sound a fast car or motorcycle makes. Zoom, zoom.
Yes, zoom, zoom, zoom.
The words beep, beep sounds like the car horn. Ding, ding sounds like a bicycle bell.
Yeah. How about tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock?
Yeah, tick-tock, tick-tock, that sounds like an old-fashioned clock. Splash sounds like something falling into water. Splash!
And splat sounds like something falling on the floor.
Splat. Ding dong sounds like a doorbell ringing.
Oh, click is the sound you hear when you click something on your computer. Click, click.
And swish is the sound of a basketball going through the hoop. Swish.
Wow, those are fun examples.
Yeah, sometimes the onomatopoeia becomes the name of the item that makes that sound.
Really? For example?
Zipper. A zipper makes a zip sound.
Oh, buzzer. A buzzer makes a buzzing sound.
Yeah. And simple rubber sandals that go flip-flop are called flip-flops.
Oh, yeah, I love flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Ooh, hey, tick-tock, tick-tock, it's time to go.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
Certain animal sounds are very much alike across languages. Cats make almost identical sounds. In English, German, French, and Chinese, the sound a cat makes all begin with M, and basically all sound like meow. In addition to the animal sounds category, we have the human body sounds. If a person's stomach emits a noise, people who speak English say it gurgles. And Chinese would say gulu gulu. Snoring is in French is ron pish, and in Chinese it's hulu, and in English it's zzzz. And then machinery makes noises. A train in English sounds chug chug, and in Korean it's chick chick pok pok. So we see that almost all sounds have an onomatopoeia or sound to describe it. It may not be a perfect imitation, but I think it does a pretty good job.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, here's one last round for my onomatopoeia. Rebecca, guess what sound I'm making?
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, ouch, that hurts my ears. That's a door, a squeaking door. You're opening a squeaking door.
You're exactly right. Good job, Rebecca.
Yes.
Okay, friends, thank you for joining us today. It's been a fun lesson, and we'll see you next time for another fun lesson right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.